Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Bo Morgan, what's happening today, man?
Feel good today. I got a haircut, first haircut in 3 months, and I finally downloaded the Chick-fil-A app. Well, I found a gift card in my bag for Chick-fil-A.
I think it was from Mike.
So I got a free Chick-fil-A. I got a haircut. I got the free Chick-fil-A.
What's the damn question?
Thank you, Chris.
Nothing. This is all about me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dixon Bell with you here on a Friday. Holiday weekend coming up here. By the way, I wanted to tell you this earlier, Mike. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to those.
Yes, today is Bobby Bonilla Day. For those who are not familiar, I know a lot of folks who are sports fans. You're listening to a sports talk radio station. You would know this, that this is the day every year where the Mets get him a direct deposit of $1,193,248 and change. It's $5.9 million that were owed at the time of his release in 2000, but they decided to defer his contract until 2035 at 8%. And I just looked. I've lost, well, you don't want to know how much money I've lost since June in my 401k. Mm. That's a nice return on his investment, and Bobby was a smart cookie to take that deal.
You know what else is today, too, is that the way the Mets deferred that contract payment to Scherzer, I think today is the first $15 million installment that he gets. Yeah, he gets a big 15. Yeah. I think he's got three installments of $15 million.
Not to get into other guys' pockets, but when you think about like Joker's contract with the Denver Nuggets,
yeah.
I mean, you're getting to a point where you're going to be just a tick under $1 million a game in an 82-game NBA season.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
His final year is over $60 million. So, listen, God bless being an NBA player out of all of it. So.
And the Mets, you know, at that time, I mean, again, I never understood the logic of it at the time. And then later on, obviously, Bernie Madoff took the double days and the Wilpons to the cleaners.
Yeah.
But geez Louise, good for Bobby. Bobby's one of the nicest guys. He was here with the Braves for a cup of coffee. He's one of the nicest dudes. I met him covering the Marlins in 97. Good guy.
About how good that Pirates team was with him and Vance Like and Bonds and all
right.
That Jose Leaned and all those guys.
Right on.
Wow, unbelievable. We had DeJounte Murray on earlier in the show. If you missed that, we're going to play it coming up at 6:20. We'll let you hear what he had to say, the Hawks' newest all-star. But first, let's get to our top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Well, listen, Braves in Cincinnati get ready to get hooked up here over this weekend series. I hope the Braves can sweep. Be nice getting back home, then coming up on Monday when the Cardinals come in for 4th of July. Max Fried on the mound tonight. Ronnie, most importantly, is back leading off tonight.
Yeah, he's going to DH, though. Won't play the field. Remember, Ronald Acuna had that foot injury, but luckily didn't have any damage. It was such a bad shot on the bone. It was swollen up like a grapefruit. So they let that thing settle down, and now he can put some pressure on. Apparently, according to David O'Brien from The Athletic, he looked fine yesterday in the cage.
Yeah, and Ozuna's going to play left. So,
well, that's not okay. See, there's a problem right there.
Yeah, get yourself ready because Ozuna's
the man is a butcher. There's a lot of room out there in left field.
What was that sliding catch?
Great American
Ballpark. The other
night about it. You got to commit. Either you got to come in there. It's a strange angle with the wall. It's tight. This is what we're talking about happened in Philly the other night. But he did the one thing you couldn't do, which is kind of let it get past you, and then he kind of jogged after it. And I'm like, I need a little more urgency there, Marcel. But he's there for his bat, not for his leather. He's all stick, no glove.
Yeah, the Rangers, by the way, too, they are in New York. So Texas not very good. They're up in Gotham to take on the Mets tonight. So hopefully the Braves can keep pace over this weekend because Cincinnati Reds are not good. So should be a very successful series. We have not spent much time today on this, Mike, because it just was so frustrating. But Atlanta United took it on the chin last night. They gave up two goals in the last 10 minutes of that game after they took the 1-0 lead. And the last goal especially was just, it was just a bad turnover, bad attempt to go get the pass. A kid intercepts that has never scored before, puts it in the 89th minute last night. Atlanta United loses.
I got to be honest with you. I'm losing faith here, and this is not a knock on the organization, certainly on, you know, Darren Eales, who joins us each week, who's put this team together. But there's only so many injuries you can overcome. And when you've got guys like DeJean out there who's past his prime and just can't, you know, make the – so first off, it's a bad pass compounded by he can't get to it. The earlier goal – we'll go chronologically. You played even in a place where you never win, up there in near Newark. They're getting cooking. They get a goal. They put pressure. There's a rebound. Joseph puts it in the net. You got a 1-0 lead with like about 12, 15 minutes left to go. You win that match. But unfortunately, Caleb Wiley made a young mistake. He's a young stud, by the way, and he's got a bright future, certainly for United. But Caleb Wiley, terrible decision. He goes after the ball, gets nothing but leg. You're in the goal area. So that's a penalty kick. Scores a goal. The guy's first goal, as you mentioned. Yep. And then later on, the turnover, that's a backbreaker. So we blew this. And after blowing the game in Toronto, John, I mean, this is one we could have stolen one up in Jersey against the Red Bulls, who always give us trouble. Now you go to New York City FC in Yankee Stadium on a tiny pitch. You're digging a hole, which I wonder if these guys could get out of.
Yeah, that'll come up Sunday, by the way. 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock kick on that. Then to your point, Mike, home with Austin, Salt Lake, and Orlando. Three pretty good teams, when you get back. 3 points getting harder and harder to find.
Don't you just feel the injuries in the middle and in the back? The center backs are just too much to overcome.
It's getting to a point where, because you're losing guys for such a long stretch of time. Now, I guess the good news, Mike, is that there will be some additions. The transfer window opens up here on, I think it's July 8th is when the window opens up. So, obviously, today, July 1st. So, you got another week before you start to get some new guys in, but you wonder if they're not going to make some more moves in this thing as well.
They get a defender as help, and they get a goalkeeper. Rios Novo is okay. I got no problem with him. But the guy who's played in Mexico, 6'5". So you're going to get a little more, I mean, a lot of size. Both guys have kind of underwhelmed in the Mexican League, so they've got something to prove here in MLS.
And we talked to Brad Guzan the other day. He said that those guys have been working out with him, getting things ready. We're a week away from all of that happening. And you think they'll make another move?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, also I think we forget that financially they're right there at their cap and everything, right?
Right.
I mean, that they don't have, tons of space.
It's not for lack of effort. I mean, Juan Jose Parata, we talked about that. It's the defender, and he's pretty good. I mean, at least what everyone I've spoken to and read about. And Gudino is the goalkeeper, who's 6'5". I mean, it's not for lack of effort. They max out every dollar you can spend. Arthur Blank lets Darren go after it, trying to make it back to the playoffs. Did it last year, unless we get on a heater. But you get to the point, you look at the calendar, you look at the dates, and you say, we're running out of games, and we're not complete on the backside. Maybe, again, Prata can help you fix that defense.
And the level of competition, too. You're playing good teams as well. So we'll have all your coverage right here on the home of Atlanta United, Sports Radio 92.9. The game, it is Dukes and Bell in our top three at 6. NBA free agency continues to roll along. Hawks have been busy. They did make a couple of moves today. So we got two of the three Holiday brothers that are going to be here as Aaron Holiday signs a one-year deal. He basically is the replacement for DeLon Wright, who signed for 2 years and $16 million. So you replace him with Aaron Holiday, a backup point guard that played with the Phoenix Suns. And the big news, of course, Kevin Huerter is out. He has been traded. Red Velvet is moving on, Mike.
Yep, Red Velvet. Everybody loves the guy. Fan favorite. Had some big moments, certainly in the wins against the Knicks and the Sixers in 2 years ago in the playoffs. I mean, not a knock on the guy, but you can find guys like that. And if you are clearing space, guys are asking us, well, what does this mean? Well, A.J. Griffin is a rookie. A.J. Griffin is 18 to be 19, and Nate doesn't play young guys. So with all due respect to the A.J. Griffin fans out there, I'd be stunned if he gets minutes this season. To me, this is more about creating cap space, big picture down the road. If you're going to make a trade and maybe take on a big contract, could be DeAndre Ayton. The 1,000-to-1 shot be Durant, but if it's DeAndre Ayton, you're trying to create some space. So that's, $65 million in guaranteed money that comes off the books with Huerter going to Sacramento.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, they basically, because they had a logjam of guards and things like that, and you're not going to be able to start everybody. obviously with DeJounte Murray now on the roster. You are looking at, they kind of picked Bogey over Herter in this case. I mean, Bogey's got two more years on his deal. Certainly next year he'd be a very movable contract. But I think they looked at Herter and said that, you know, we're going to have to get some cap space ready, which sort of makes you think that, okay, maybe another move is coming in the pipeline. We talked to Steve Koonin earlier. A little bit coy, was a little bit understated about, you know, kind of where we're at right now.
By the way, Herter averaged 13.4 and Bogdanovich 15.1 this year, in case you're wondering at that position. And they remember Bogey was coming off the bench, Herter was starting.
Yeah, and obviously with Murray here now, you got a log jam there.
Yeah, but we asked Steve Koonin, and again, guys, I'm not trying to create, you know,
there's
been enough stories this week here in Atlanta. We got a lot of storylines, but Steve was just, I don't know, man. He was on edge. Like he was afraid I was going to put him on us on the spot about something, you know? Like, are we going to do something? Do we have another move? I think we got another guy coming here for sure.
And
someone's going to be leaving the organization to get that guy.
Yeah, I do too. I think by the weekend we're going to find another move that happens. And everybody in free agency right now is really moving all their pieces around. Contracts being signed, max extensions being handed out, trades being handed out. That's what's fun about the NBA offseason, Mike, is at least it's a fast flurry. And we get all these moves where guys are making now in the $50, $60 million range. God bless for being an NBA player.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert gets traded to Minnesota. They got like basically every one of their draft picks for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so now they combine him with Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns. So, okay, a lot of money invested in two dudes. They gave, and Cat got his money. Who else are we talking about? You mentioned Joker yesterday. We talked about Donovan Mitchell got his Zach LaVine, Evan Booker, right?
Bradley Beal got 250. Bradley Beal averages $50 million a year now. So
yeah, and then
it's good to be.
I wish
guys.
I had a jump shot. I wish I could get above the rim. I can't. Zion Williamson is the one that, which a lot of people. You explained it last hour. New Orleans has to keep him. They've got to bet on the come that this guy can stay healthy. He looks like he's dropped some weight. He's getting oiled up like he's playing Mr. Olympia anytime he's in a gym somewhere. So they're trying to definitely send the narrative that this guy's got it together.
Don't you love how they always show the little dunk highlights when he's out and, you know, in training and all those kinds of things?
So, oh, my God, he just dunked a basketball.
Yeah, he just went up and dunked one with one hand. Yeah, that's kind of what he does.
But, again, can you do that for 82 games, my man? He's played 85 games in his entire career after leaving Duke, running out of his shoe. And this guy just can't stay healthy.
You think we'll get a move pretty quickly from the Hawks, or you think that they're in kind of a, you know, let's work out the best deal possible, especially you're talking about moving for Collins?
Well, two things. The Brooklyn Nets have got to do something with Durant. He wants out. He's gone to the owner, to go to the GM. I know that you could argue because you're Atlanta, and some people, I've said this, guys, it drives me crazy when people say, nope, we can't do that. Well, you're going to look at the monopoly board of the NBA and say, where does it make sense, and who's got assets to move? Yes, we would have to cobble together a roster the way the Miami Heat did when they put the big three together, but it's certainly doable if you brought a guy here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you're starting to clear up some cap space, if you will.
We just moved $65 million off the books with getting Red Velvet out.
Exactly.
And just $3 million savings this year, though, because that means someone would be traded.
Absolutely. Right? And you've got basically two movable contracts. If you got to package guys that are basically movable pieces and things like that, you have two guys that are on expiring contracts. It makes sense. I mean, say what you will, without going through the whole landscape of the NBA. Because, look, the Nets supposedly wanted Devin Booker. Well, he just signed a 4 for $214 million. I don't think they're moving on from Devin Booker in Phoenix. With the trade that the Celtics and the Pacers made for, the point guard for Indiana, that's so good. My brain just went dead on all of that. But you would have to figure those two teams are out of it. Minnesota and Utah are most likely.
Oh, Malcolm Brogdon?
Yeah, Brogdon. They traded Brogdon today. So he went to the Celtics. So you figure those teams are out of the mix. That list of who can do this is not long.
And I know that ESPN has got their people that they trust. And yeah, I'm great that Durant has a short list. Brooklyn doesn't have to acquiesce to Durant.
No,
they can just simply trade him.
No, they've got 4 years of controllable years for Kevin Durant. Hey, we're 3 weeks away from the MLB All-Star Game. Check out Odyssey's Big Time Baseball podcast with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., who we spoke to earlier in the show, and our MLB insider, John Heyman, covering all things around the league. New episodes of Big Time Baseball drop every Monday on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. When we come back, the newest Atlanta Hawk, DeJounte Murray, was introduced to the media today. We had him here on this particular show. We will let you hear that interview next on Dukes and Bell. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes today. As we got a chance a little bit earlier on in the show to talk to the newest Atlanta Hawk, DeJounte Murray. He joined us, and I started off by asking him about what had gone on with the Spurs. What was their message to him about why he was traded?
I mean, I don't really want to get involved into, you know, why I was traded on each side. You know, just to be honest with you, I had a great time in San Antonio. I learned so much under just that organization and that city, you know, just embracing me, giving me a chance, and, you know, just being able to understand what it's like to be a man, a pro, and a winner. As of now, man, I'm an Atlanta Hawk, and I'm just, you know, I'm excited, and I think, you know, we should lean and focus more on, you know, anything about the Atlanta Hawks.
Right on, John. I don't care what happened in San Antonio. My man is a Hawk. Please, John. DeJounte, one thing we found out is we can't wait to see you and Trey together. We just talked about all the things and matchups and what you guys can do being on the floor at the same time. I saw your dad got on social media talking with Trey's dad. Turns out you guys have the same birthday, so that's got to count for something, right?
Right. Meant to be, I guess, huh?
So what? How much did you interact with Trey All-Star Weekend? What do you know of Trey other than seeing him on TV?
I mean, I've been watching Trey since he was in high school. I'm pretty sure he'll say the same, even though I'm a little older. But, you know, we've been in contact since, you know, high school days. And, obviously just, you know, both loving the game of basketball and watching each other, whether it was high school or college and NBA level. And, just All-Star Weekend was just a weekend for me that it was my first one. And, you know, he knew what it felt like to be there. So it was more so just engaging with all the guys. And, you know, that was one person that, you know, I was able to engage with sitting next to each other in the locker room and just laughing, joking, talking basketball and stuff. And just how dope it is to be, you know, in an all-star game and, you know, what it takes to get back there. And, you know, the rest is history.
Right.
We're teammates, and I'm excited. He's excited, and, you know, he's just ready to, you know, go out and do whatever it takes to win.
Newest Atlanta Hawk DeJounte Murray joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Obviously, you know, a lot of talk about you and Trey both being point guards. Has Coach Nate talked to you about sort of what your role is going to be with this team?
Nah, we haven't talked about that, man. Today was my press conference. You know, we just made it really, really official. So we'll get to all the basketball side of things. You know, right now it's just embracing one another, you know, the excitement and building up the excitement. And, you know, when it comes to basketball, you know, I love basketball. You know, I'm a hooper. I know how to make things happen on both ends of the floor. So, you know, I feel like I'm going to fit in and do whatever coach needs me to do to help win.
DeJounte Murray's with us here, guys, as he's getting ready to get back on a plane and get ready to start moving to Atlanta full-time here on the WadeFord.com hotline. NBA All-Star, All-Defensive Second Team. DeJounte, we were looking at the highlights when we finally got the word. And by the way, everybody was stoked. When this trade came down, people were like, wow, how'd this happen? You play great defense. Do you pride yourself also on rebounds? Because your average rebound, you're kind of doing a little bit of everything.
I think it's more so, you know, obviously it's a pride thing, but it's also as I want it more than you, you know, type of thing. And, you know, defense and rebounding is a big part of winning basketball games. So, you know, with me having a winning mentality, you know, those are two areas that I take really, really a bunch of pride in. So that's all I can say about that.
DeJounte Murray joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. DeJounte, you obviously have a really good reputation as being one of the better defensive guards in the league. Is that mindset, where does that come from about playing such good defense?
I mean, it just come from where I come from, you know, how I was raised, you know, playing in my neighborhoods, playing, you know, with my family and friends and, you know, being the younger guy on the court playing with all the older guys, you know, you had to get the stop to get the basketball, you know, so none was ever given to me. And that's just where, you know, that comes from. You know, that's where my defensive mentality is. You know, I want it more than you. I don't want to be embarrassed by you and, you know, just wanting it more. And I got to go out and get it. So that's just my mentality, you know.
And that's the thing, Hawks fans, for guys who haven't looked at his, especially last year, man, the stats are insane. Just a tick below a triple-double, which is something we're all excited about. So you're a Pacific Northwest guy. I mean, are you stoked about coming to the A? I mean, this is where the players play, as we say. And it's just it's a lot of things going on in the city. Are you excited for the fit for you, culturally-wise?
Absolutely. I come from this type of culture, so, you know, it's going to naturally happen. You know, I'm excited to be in the city, be around the people, you know, the organization, just everything in one. So I'm really excited. You know, I feel like it's going to be real fun. And, you know, I just want to help bring more excitement to the city.
How much did you know about the Hawks? How much were you watching Trae Young? How much were you kind of keeping up with what was happening here in Atlanta?
I mean, I was watching a lot, you know, watching a lot. I love basketball. I study it a lot. You know, it's not even about just the team now. You know, Jamal Crawford played here, won Sixth Man of the Year. Jason Terry played here. You know, I remember the days when, you know, recent, not too long ago, seems like it, but, you know, having Joe Johnson, Josh Smith, and, you know, Al Horford, Jeff Teague, and all them guys on the team. You know, I remember them days before I was even in the NBA. So,
right.
You know, I'm aware, you know, learning about the city more and more, you know, and just hearing how passionate the fans are. So, that makes me more excited to get out there and go represent.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like during timeouts in San Antonio, DeJounte, but, I mean, sometimes, seriously, as somebody in the hip-hop game, boom, you got like a mini concert breaks out. I mean, there's always something going down at State Farm. It really is. The energy is going to be a blast. You are a Hawk now.
I don't
want to talk about San Antonio, but I am interested because we don't really know much other than Popovich's like, sound bites when he does interviews. What was it like playing for Coach Pop?
It was one of the greatest things that could ever happen to me, you know, more than basketball, bigger than basketball, you know. Just like I said, you know, as you guys get to know me and, you know, get to understand where I come from, like, you'll understand, you know, just everything from off the floor, how much Coach Pop impacted me and helping me, you know, do the right thing and realizing, you know, how important life is bigger than basketball and, you know, just being able to help others, you know, with us being who we are, having a voice and, you know, just everything in one, just the importance of off the floor. And then obviously on the floor speaks for itself, you know, 5 championships and how great he's been and, you know, all the players he's helped with the success they had and, you know, just him in general, you know, as a man, as a coach. So, you know, that's a relationship that will last forever. You know, I'm forever thankful and grateful for him and the whole organization. And, you know, That's that.
Do you know much about Nate McMillan? Have you ever interacted with him before?
Yeah. I know a lot about Nate McMillan. You know, he coached back before they took our team, Seattle Sonics, back home.
Right.
So I know a lot about him, you know, from his playing days to, you know, his coaching days. And a great coach, you know, a coach just want to go out and win. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, he's excited, you know. I work hard, you know. I'm willing to learn. And like I said, I'm just ready to get this thing going.
Cool. Trey call you as soon as this deal went down?
Absolutely.
What do you say?
It's going to be a show. Win now mentality, you know.
Well, man, I got season ticks. So I'll tell you what, we're stoked. There's a lot of folks can't wait to see how this is going to develop. And no pressure on you, bro. We just need to be like 1-2 seed in the Eastern Conference next year, okay?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, man.
We appreciate DeJounte. Thanks so much for being a part of the show, man.
Later.
Yeah, man. Our thanks to DeJounte Murray, man. Good stuff there, and good to catch up with the newest Atlanta Hawk, Mike.
Yeah, now the question is, what else are we going to do? What's else in the offing? Now, we made some moves today. We signed Aaron Holiday, then we traded for his brother. So we got the Holiday market lined up, other than Giroux. Yep.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
What Meatloaf say? Two out of three.
Two out of three ain't bad. Yeah, it's kind of like we got Sonny and Fredo. You really wanted Michael if you want to go for the brothers, you know, as far as the Corleone reference.
Right.
But anyway, these guys, I will say, though, Aaron, a good defender, and that makes up for DeLon Wright, who John mentioned earlier. DeLon signs for 2 years, $16 million up there with the Wiz, which is a lot of loot for a guy that very streaky shooter. Great defender, and was certainly a big part of.
$8 million a year?
No, that's crazy, man.
That's more than Hunter makes right now, by the way, too. That's more than DeAndre Hunter makes right now.
It's correct.
I know he's on a rookie contract.
Now, a couple guys hit us up on the text line saying, what would a trade look like for DeAndre Ayton? Well, again, the numbers have to match up. John Collins would definitely be the first piece gone.
Yes.
I asked Steve Coonan earlier today when he came on with us, with John and I, and as our weekly visit, I said, you know, there's that article in The Athletic, it was about a week ago, that said somebody in John Collins' camp says, oh, he just feels like he's gone, like Atlanta's in the rear view. So you asked earlier, I mean, how do they function? Can they put it back in the toothpaste, go back in the tube if John Collins doesn't get traded?
At this point, you would figure he has to move on, right? He has to go to another team at this point. Too much fire and smoke that are coming off of all of this. The Ayton thing, by the way, I think is all about what are you going to pay Ayton, because he's going to be a restricted free agent. He wants to sign, and you know, he wants a max deal. Phoenix is going to sign and trade him. You're not going to just give him up. So you're going to have to do more than just, you know, make some kind of offer. You're going to have to sign and trade for him. So it's a lot of money and it's pieces off your roster. You would figure Collins would have to be into that mix because at this point, again, it seems like it would be hard to bring him back. How do you just tell everybody running back? But we talked to Steve Coonan earlier, right? Don't believe all of the rumors that you hear out there. Don't let everything sway you into thinking what's true is really true.
I know that today we saw guys getting paid monster contracts, and that's what, if you traded for DeAndre Ayton, you're going to be paying one of those monster deals, and you would be along the lines of what Kat just got, along with, who's it? Rudy Gobert went up to Minnesota in a big trade. Trey, DeAndre Hunter, DeAndre Ayton, DeJounte Murray. It's hard. And again, in all due respect, we were crapping on Zion. Is he going to get in shape? Is he going to give you that money's worth? It's a huge risk by New Orleans. If the team is so locked into DeAndre Hunter as they sound like, we still got to see DeAndre Hunter give me 75 games a season. And if he could play, like, the Miami thing is one of the greatest teases in Atlanta sports history. That closeout game. I remember the refs took it away from us. P.J. Tucker jumped into him and they called the foul on him.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get what he did in that final game, then, yeah, it's if you can get it with game five, DeAndre Hunter, let's say 60 nights a year, and then he still is pretty good in the other 15 games or what have you, we'll take that. But again, health and consistency and performance, right? Maybe in year three that jump happens, because it's been really injury plagued up to this point as of right now, the first couple of years.
Hey, man, the other thing we didn't really talk much about today, because there's really nothing to disseminate, is what's going on with the Deshaun Watson case. I know Gainesville, Georgia, favorite Clemson guy. The meetings are over in New York, but there's no ruling yet, and we'll have to wait on that, right, before maybe by Monday. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be so early. You think it's going to take a minute for this to get put together?
Well, it won't be Monday because it's 4th of July holiday.
Right.
So,
and it wouldn't news dump this either. It's going to come out.
Yeah, no. I mean, if it hasn't come up by now, this is going to be a big story. Maybe by middle, late week. I mean, maybe by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we get some news about all of that. I would think that the NFL and the Browns especially want to have this thing done and over with. It's over with. Okay, let's get the judge's decision. You think she was already predisposed to what her penalty was going to be going into this hearing?
I mean, if the definition of her job is to be, you know, pretty, you know, neutral, you know, to actually render a decision, you know, justice is blind and she's supposed to. Now, the NFL, you could argue they loaded the case up. Well, that's what they can do. They can take, look, they had two dozen to use. They picked five that were the most egregious, the ones. But remember, there was no criminal charges. There was no actual sexual assault. That's why the Players Association is saying, look, yeah, it looks creepy, but you can't suspend him for a year. And then, as we spoke with Amy Dash, our legal expert here for Odyssey, she said, well, the NFL might look at six games per incident.
Yeah, that's the thing, is how many cases do they rule on, right? I mean, that's really what the suspension is going to revolve around, is do they lump it into one case or do they handle each individual case? If they do that, then right. He is fried.
And look, it's the lawyer's job for the Players Association to play the devil's advocate. But look, Ben Roethlisberger was involved with two alleged sexual assaults, paid off both victims, and only missed, what, six games?
Yeah, I mean, different time, different era. Yep. All right, we get back. It's game winner time.
All right, John stepped into it today, or maybe he didn't. I know it's 4th of July weekend. A lot of folks stuck on the road. Maybe a lot of guys work from home today. That was a smart play. But John and I were joking around earlier in the week. I gave him a Conan the Barbarian reference, and you went right past you. I did. Destroy your enemies. See them driven before you. Hear the lamentations of their women. And John was like, what? I go, what we did at the Phillies yesterday. But then all of a sudden today, you drop a line. You start quoting.
From the Devil Wears Prada.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Absolutely. My favorite chick flick.
All right. We all got one. It's a little weird. Some of us don't like to admit it. Some of us are confident in our own sexuality. We can say that we actually do enjoy a chick flick. 404-741-0929. Tonight's Ingles game winner. I can't wait to hear what Squidbillies is. What is a guilty pleasure? If you want to try to change your voice, sound like Bane, just cup your hands and go, I've got to be honest with you. I really enjoy The Notebook. So what is your favorite chick flick? Let's share. Let's be open. Tonight's game winner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. so don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, Johnny's a big fan of the Devil Wears Prada. I'm familiar with it. I've watched it with my wife. I mean, you know, I'm not sitting there going to sit, but I'm thumbing through the remote, and that comes up, you know, by myself. I'm not going to sit there and, you know, watch that. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I do get a kick out of Meryl Streep playing Anna Wintour.
And Stanley Tucci's fantastic in that movie.
You're a big Tucci guy, I see.
Yeah.
All right, so 404-741-0929, your favorite chick flick. Squid, what is your favorite chick flick? In other words, romantic comedy, tearjerker. Oh, and not to be sexist. Yeah, got to be careful.
And Ricky Bobby doesn't count. Yeah,
don't want to be canceled tonight, but yes, what's perceived as a chick flick for you?
You know, I'm going to go fun. Honestly, I really love Mean Girls. I think that's great. I've always been a fan of that movie. There's another one, too. There's one with, like, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I can't remember the name. Oh, Can't Hardly Wait. That's a good one, too. Okay. That's kind of a comedy chick flick. But, yeah, I'll go with Mean Girls and Can't Hardly Wait.
All right. Da-da, man. Day-Day, what you got, man?
I don't know how much of a chick flick it is, but, I mean, mostly women like it. But the other Boiling Girl.
Oh, the other Boleyn girl.
Boleyn girl.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Anything with Henry VIII, any of the ex-wives and girlfriends. Yeah. I do watch the history stuff. I'm watching that Becoming Elizabeth stuff on Stars.
I'm not familiar with that movie he's talking about.
It's about Anne Boleyn. It was the other Anne Boleyn. It was the family, the sister, and the whole thing.
Okay. It has my girl in it, Scarlett Johansson.
Indeed.
There you go.
That's a good movie, yeah. I'm not trying to take away from Day-Day. Is that chick flick or historical?
It's a crossover. You can watch it without feeling like your wiener suck into your body. All right, man, 404-741-0929. Who's our first customer tonight on our game winner brought to you by Ingles? Hey, Patrick, what's your chick flick?
Hey, man. Hey, in my defense, it was 1987, Mike, and I was 15 years old. But Andrew McCarthy and Tim Cattrall, Mannequin.
Yes. Nothing's going to stop us now.
Starship,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Well, Starship had the soundtrack.
That version of Starship with Paul Kantner gave him the middle finger and said,
right.
I ain't
being
part
of this. Oh, they
became
a pop band at that point.
Exactly.
Right.
I ain't being part of this.
Wow. Okay, man. That's great. And we're off and running. Now, by the way, mine would be Thelma and Louise.
Nice.
You know, and that's one, you know.
Made Brad Pitt a star, man.
Oh, that's great.
Made Brad Pitt a star.
I'm sorry.
I forget that that's a chick flick because I feel like that's an action adventure movie.
It's a woman empowerment movie.
Yes,
Bo.
Exactly.
They're empowered.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's action.
And everybody gawks at Brad Pitt shirtless and all that in there. So it's,
please.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Say yes to the dress.
My favorite scene is when they got the deputy in Arizona trapped in the trunk of his car, and the Rasta man is on the bike, comes over, blows a big spleef into the bullet hole in the trunk. All right, man. But you're right. But it does still qualify as a chick flick. That's all I'm prepared to go with right now at this time. Swede is up next on our Ingles Game Winner. Swede, what's your chick flick?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Happy 4th of July weekend to all of you.
You too.
The year was 2000. The movie was Keeping the Faith with Ben Stiller, Edward Norton, and the greatest legs on film, Jenna Elfman. I still get palpitations every time I think about her.
Wow.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Nice.
Damn, same to you.
Younger Jenna Elfman.
Yes.
Not bad. All right, what do we got next, Bo? David, it's a 4th of July weekend. Be safe out there on the highway, guys. A lot of knuckleheads making their way through our fair city this weekend. Be careful out there. Hey, David, what's your chick flick?
Hey, ma'am.
Hey, man.
Going old school, Terms of Endearment.
Yeah, I watched that.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I watched that.
Jack Nicholson.
And Jonathan Lithgow.
Right.
Yeah, the dynamic between Shirley MacLaine and Jack Nicholson, they're great in that movie.
That's Deborah Winger, right? Terms of Endearment.
I just want to get that bug out of your...
Yeah, Steel Magnolias is another one along those lines. The Southern Ladies, and
there was Kathy Bates, right?
Sally Field's in that, and Olympia Dukakis.
Okay.
Dolly Parton's in that.
I'm thinking of Fried Green Tomatoes.
See, you bust me for knowing the cast of that movie. That's a little, suspect based on my bagging on you for knowing.
Soft side, Mike. I've seen that.
That's, I got a soft, big, hold those. Let's hear from that soft white underbelly. There it is. Hey, man, it's our game winner tonight. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Hey, James, you're up next, man. What you got for your chick flick?
Yes, the original Selena with Jennifer Lopez and them jeans. I can watch it every time.
that a chick flick?
Oh, yeah. It's his biopic. It's a tragedy at the end. Okay. Obviously, the crazy assistant who killed her. But, yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, I know the story, but I didn't know that that movie would be considered a chick flick.
You know, for our purposes on this conversation on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
Edward James Olmos plays her dad.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're just tuning in, guys, Herter gets traded to Sacramento. We're still waiting for the other shoe to drop. We pick up the Holiday Boys, not Giroux, and we're still waiting to see if the Hawks will pull off a trade. If it does happen, make sure you tune in to 92.9 The Game, your home of the Hawks. Braves in action tonight. And who's working? By the way, what's your schedule? Who's working on the Monday on the 4th of July?
I don't know.
Bo, who's working for us? Who's in for us on Monday?
I think Sam, I think, is doing mornings. Sam and Greg Clarkson are going to be down at the Peace Street.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have Chris Goforth in the middays. And,
right. And good luck to Andy Bunker, who's running in his first Peace Street, by the way. I forgot about
that. No Hugh this year, by the way, in the Peace Street Road Race.
Wow.
Yeah, he's not going to walk it or run it or anything.
Hugh's out. Quitter.
Really? Because I was with Hugh when he did his first one. Mm-hmm. Right. We walked, ran, and I chugged some beers. Yeah. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Well, remember going to what was it?
Oh, his back is sore from carrying Fricky. Hey, man, let's. Who's up next tonight? What do we got? Who's up next, Chris? Damien. Hey, Damien, you're in the game, man. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So I have to go with A Walk to Remember, pre-Notebook, starring Mandy Moore and the multi-talented Shane West.
What movie was it?
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember.
That sounds like my golf game.
A Walk to Remember. A Walk to Forget. Yeah. A Walk to Remember. I'm looking it up on the phone. Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Gotcha. All right, Mandy Moore's in that. Okay. You know what I was thinking? Was it Captain So-and-So's Mandolin? That's the one with Nicolas Cage, the Italian armies in the Greek islands. I'll find it. Hold on. Captain So-and-So. I was dating a chick, and she dragged me to this freaking movie years ago.
Captain Mandolin?
Hold on. I'll find it. Again, I got the interweb right here. It was Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Okay. Sounds like a Star Wars prequel.
Well, guess what? It was during World War II, and it was boring as... I'll get out. I got dragged to it by a girlfriend at the time.
What was that Keanu Reeves movie, like A Walk in the Clouds or something like that?
Yes.
It was like a love story, kind of like World War. It was like a World War II.
Never
set.
Saw it. Yeah. Yeah.
You never saw that?
Never saw it. I looked. You know me. I go on Wikipedia nowadays. I look at the review. Oh, never going to watch that.
Yeah, this movie was like 1990 something. Yeah, I don't think you were looking at Wikipedia.
Well, then again, it was just good old fashioned intuition. It never interested me, and I said, really? Hell no.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Brian. Our final call.
Hey, Brian, you got the final word on our Ingles game winner, where we all get a little sensitive today. What's your chick flick of choice?
Hey man. Got to be just for the final scene, Thelma and Louise.
Right on.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going. You mean, yeah. There was a funny skit on SNL where they were pitching new movies. It's like, what if the car lands and they keep going? Like they land on a hill and Thelma and Louise don't get killed. And they just keep driving. Yes, they drive down to Mexico.
Somehow the car made it. Huh?
Yes, somehow the car lands on a hill and they just keep going. Anyway, great job tonight, men. There you go. See, we're going to be in touch with our sensitive side here on a program.
Absolutely. Listen, we're manly men.
Men.
All right, let's get to clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey man, if you missed anything today, you missed a lot. We talked to Will Anderson, we talked to DeJounte Murray, Steve Koonin, man, we were loaded for bear today. Don't forget, go to 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on the Odyssey app as well, man. You can catch replays of all of the interviews that we had. Really busy show today. Thank you to Day-Day for filling in for Chris today, and of course Bo Morgan producing. Mike, it was a pleasure being with you for the week plus a day, because we started this thing a week ago today, last Friday.
Thanks for putting up with me, man. Thank you.
Always good stuff. All right, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Yesterday, huge fallout around the world of college football with the announcement the Big Ten was going to take in USC and UCLA, inexplicable as it seemed at first. And then we found out that Oregon and Washington, they thought about it, but not now, and still waiting to see if Notre Dame is finally going to make a decision. They've got just the tip with the ACC, and that seems to work for them. But I got to be honest with you. I've never liked the Big Ten, and I'll tell you why. It's the snottiness. It's the snobbery. You know, I went to a Michigan game at the Big House, saw Florida State put 51 on them. You know, you guys got such an overestimated sense of self-worth. That's what it comes down to. Jim Delaney was the reason, guys, for two decades we couldn't have a college football playoff. There was some great football being played in the late 80s and 90s. We could never get a championship because Jim Delaney in the Big Ten talked about the sanctity of the Rose Bowl. So then we got that half-baked BCS, which never made anyone truly satisfied. Nope. Gave us some clunker games and stuff that meant nothing. And then we finally get to a playoff. But it was the Big Ten dragging their feet. And then they came up with their expansion, They have such egos, they called their divisions not East or West at first. They called them the Leaders and the Legends. Get over yourself. Woody Hayes won his last championship in 70. Bo Schembechler never won a national championship. The Rose Bowl was your big thing. And now you steal the teams you used to play in it. I hope you guys have nothing but failure. I know they were jealous that Georgia and the SEC gobbled. No, Oklahoma and Texas called us. You went fishing after you started an alliance with the ACC and the Pac-12, only to stab them in the back. Screw you, Big Ten. And I hope people that are in Big Ten country are driving to Atlanta right now. Screw you.
Okay. How do you follow that up? Very sad story about this Jalen Ferguson, who we got word today, died from a combination of fentanyl and cocaine. 26 years old, leaves three kids under the age of 5 years old behind. Just a sad human tragic story. And this fentanyl thing, man, is nasty stuff, man.
Sometimes do people know what they're taking?
I tell you,
obviously not.
I've talked to some pharmacists that talk about how people are just trying to. That's where these robberies are coming in. They want that fentanyl, man. It is so crazy out there. So hope everybody has a great Independence weekend. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you are going to watch Captain Corelli's Band on beta.
Says you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.